USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID cases in the United States have continued their slow decline, with the seven-day average of new cases falling to a little more than 40,000 a day. That's the lowest level since last September. And with cases and hospitalizations falling, many are calling for restrictions to be rolled back. Dr. Scott Gottlieb believes that infection rates are low enough in a number of states for nearly all restrictions to be rolled back. The former commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration tells CBS's Face the Nation that if vaccination rates are high in a jurisdiction, local officials should look at lifting those indoor restrictions.
So we're at the point right now we could start lifting these ordinances and allowing people to resume normal activity. Certainly outdoors, we shouldn't be putting limits on gatherings anymore. We should be encouraging people to go outside. And in states where prevalence is low, vaccination rates are high, and we have good testing in place, so we're identifying infections, I think we could start lifting these restrictions indoors as well on a broad basis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The price of gasoline is up 6 cents a gallon this week and expected to increase over the next several days due to a cyber attack. John Clemens reports.
Colonial Pipeline, the nation's largest, has been shut down since Friday after the cyber attack. A Russian criminal group is believed to be responsible for the shutdown of the 5,500-mile network that supplies 45% of the gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel to the East Coast. Trilby Lundberg is a petroleum analyst.
No one knows the duration that this cyber attack may cause the crippling of the Colonial Pipeline. There are efforts to prepare for movement of fuel via barge and other vessels, and also to import more gasoline from Europe. However, no one knows how long it will take.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The White House has declared a regional state of emergency for the 17 states affected by the pipeline shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Protests have racked Colombia for the last 2 weeks after President Iván Duque proposed a tax hike meant to help the government deal with the financial strain from the COVID pandemic. Duque withdrew the proposal after the unrest began and the country's finance minister resigned, but the protests have continued. At least 30 people have been killed and more than 900 injured in clashes between protesters and the police over the last 10 days. Former American ambassador to Colombia, Kevin Whitaker, explained to CBS News why the violence has continued despite the withdrawal of the president's controversial tax plan.
I think there's a couple of different things that are going on here. First, as you mentioned, we have the tax increase that was proposed. And this was intended to get government accounts more into balance. Colombia experienced a 7% decline in GDP in 2020, and that has gravely affected government revenues, which are used for a variety of purposes, obviously. But in addition to that, you have the great dislocation caused by the pandemic. Colombia has been hurt disproportionately or worse than some of its neighbors in the region. And so you have an accumulation of anger and dissent that are related to both elements, which manifested themselves in these demonstrations.
And Navy officials say they've seized a shipment of arms headed for rebels in Yemen. In a statement, the Navy confirmed the Saturday seizure, saying the USS Monterey stopped a dhow and seized thousands of weapons from the ship, including rifles, machine guns, and anti-tank missiles. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.